Welcome to a special episode of Two Player Mode, where Jake doesn't know that Jeff is recording. Enjoy the show.
Nothing presents Two Player Mode.
They already casted a...
It's just all
young Bruce Wayne.
It's all about Alfred.
Yeah, and I'm pissed off that they did that. If they're going to fucking do one about Gordon, then they need to just fucking do Gordon.
Well, the problem is, since they're going to have a young Bruce, the biggest problem is that they're casting the supervillains from Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big problem.
That's a big problem, yeah.
I mean, you can't have young Bruce and then have villains.
And I'm not talking just like teen Bruce. I'm talking like young Bruce.
Yeah. It's a child.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that would make sense, because what, in the shows, he's supposed to be, what, in his late 30s? Early 30s?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, that means that all the supervillains would have to be in their 50s.
Way when, fucking older, yeah.
When he's old enough to fight them.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to that one. I'm sure it'll be a big fucking hit and shit, but I'm really looking forward to this. The fucking Flash, dude. I can't wait for that.
I mean... Gotham pissed me off from the start of it.
Yeah.
It's a soap opera.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, fuck you, soap opera.
Like, I like Arrow a lot. They did
nothing
a lot of
about Batman is soap opera.
But I'm more excited about Flash, and I'm kind of excited that we're almost to a point where I just wish that fucking Wonder Woman would have actually gone through with it.
I know.
Because then we'd so have excited. A fucking whole Justice League.
I was so excited for that show.
Yeah, I was too.
And it pisses me off that they recorded episodes.
Yeah.
And then just... pitched it. I mean, they recorded a pilot for Aquaman.
They at least released it.
And released that episode.
Yeah.
And it was free, but they awesome. Still released the episode.
That's kind of funny that they had Justin Hartley playing Aquaman. He becomes Arrow.
Well, the thing is that he did Aquaman first.
Right.
And when they added him to the show, they were like, we would rather have you play Arrow.
Right. But they do him as Aquaman, then he goes on to be Arrow, then they replace him with another guy who becomes Arrow.
Well, it's because it wasn't set in the same universe.
It's just funny. I just love that. But
even though it's almost the same costume.
It is. Yeah. And he has that fucking voice, too. But I like it. That each one of the Justice League members has their own, like, series or whatever. But it just pisses me off that now everything is so much darker because it kind of throws Smallville out of the loop.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you always have to think about the fact that Superman was always a bright thing.
That's what I always think about when I do. But, and the fact that Smallville started in 2004. Or maybe even earlier than that, 2001.
Well, it did 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, 2010 was the last year, so 2001. Because it was my freshman year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy to think that show has been gone for that long and been on for that long.
Yeah. I need to rewatch that show.
But I mean, it really makes me wonder, what was it about the Wonder Woman show that they decided no?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Because I saw the pictures and I was like, this is going to be fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so excited. They're going to do a Wonder Woman show.
It's like the fucking picture I keep seeing on Facebook. It's a meme and it's like, DC... the world's just not ready for a Wonder Woman show or movie. Marvel, we're going to give him a fucking talking raccoon.
Yeah. I do recall that one. Tuesday. Record ABC at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
They're doing a Marvel special on building a universe.
I did see that was coming out. Speaking of which, the third. Maybe the fourth at night? Or is it the third at night? Yeah, Captain America comes out on the third. Fourth. Yeah. We're seeing that at midnight, right?
Yeah.
Good. Because it worked out so perfectly. The baby was originally going to be... the surgery was going to be on the 4th. Well, we couldn't get the doctor that we've been wanting on the 4th. So we changed it to the 7th. So now, that's perfect timing. So now I can see fucking Captain America before the baby's born. I'm so excited.
I need to, this weekend, see if tickets are available yet.
I think they are. I think they're already available.
Okay, well, I'll just... when I go see a movie this weekend, I'll go get them.
Sweet.
Because midnight... in the IMAX is how we're seeing that movie.
Fuck yeah, we are. Oh my god, dude, I can't wait to see this movie. Have you read any of the people that have seen it? Like, what their reaction
no,
is?
No, no, I'm staying in the dark about everything. I don't want to know.
I don't... Because... They don't give anything about the movie. Because it's just the reaction.
I know that this is going to be my favorite Marvel movie ever.
Yeah, me too. I mean, the first Captain America movie is already, right now, my favorite of all the Marvel
movies. See, I enjoyed the original Captain America, but it was just... I didn't like it because it was origin story.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool, but it was origin, and I just... I can't stand origin movies right now.
Well, the Avengers, Captain America is my dude, so it's kind of...
I mean, right now, Avengers and Thor the Dark World are my two favorite movies.
I still need to buy that movie, Dark World, because I fucking love that one.
I mean, so amazing.
Yeah.
Iron Man is my favorite character in the series, but his movies pale in comparison to Avengers being Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
And Thor the Dark World just being an amazing...
Iron Man 3 could have been that, except for the fucking ending, because that makes no sense to the next Avengers movie.
Oh, no, it makes perfect sense, because have you seen what they're thinking about doing? Ultron's not going to be created by Pym. It's going to be connected to Stark.
Really?
Because Paul Bettany's going to be Vision's voice.
Yeah, I heard that.
So what they're saying is that Tony's tech becomes Ultron, and Ultron makes Vision, so Vision is Jarvis.
Right, no, I knew that part, but what doesn't make sense is, how is he going to power the Iron Man suit?
The same way that Rhodey powers his suit.
I guess that's a good point. Huh. Kind of ruins the element, though, of Tony Stark, doesn't it?
No, I mean, he's still the same person, it's just he doesn't have the... imminent death if his chest piece goes out.
True.
I mean, I think that was what their idea was. Like, you know, if he powers off, he's gonna die.
Well, that's true.
I mean, in almost every single Iron Man movie, he's lost power.
Well, even in the Avengers, he did.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In almost every movie where he's been Iron Man, his suit has completely lost power.
Right.
I mean, he should have died.
You know, I just thought of something. You know, in the end of Incredible Hulk, how Tony Stark's there?
Yeah.
You don't see his chest piece, do you?
Well, whenever he wears a suit, you don't see his chest piece.
Okay. I didn't even, like, notice, like, a bulge or anything. But anyways, no, I'm fucking excited as shit for Captain America. Cannot wait for it. Guardians, pretty excited about, but I don't have, like...
I've become more excited about Guardians than I thought I would.
Yeah, but it's not, like, it's not at the top of my list at all. It's just...
The only thing that's kind of been ruined for me on Captain America is I've heard mention of what... the final scenes after credits might be. So I do enjoy how they're kind of snubbing X-Men.
Yeah.
With the whole fact that Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are going to be in it. But I also think it's kind of a dick move on the fact that Disney can't use the word mutant because Fox owns X-Men. Bullshit. So that's why the series... is focusing as...
I also find it bullshit that they're using Quicksilver in both of them.
Was it Age of Mystery or something? They can't use the phrase Age of Mutants.
Yeah.
So they, like, switched it to, like, Mystery or Magic or something like that.
It's retarded. I wish that those fucking companies would just...
I mean, it's Disney.
Break a fucking deal.
It's Disney. They can buy that back.
Yeah.
But Fox isn't going to let go because it's a moneymaker.
Yeah.
Just like Sony's not going to let go of Spider-Man because it's a moneymaker.
Yeah. It just pisses me off so much because they're ruining it for everybody.
They are.
There's so much stuff they could do.
Which, to be honest, I'm amazed that they can use Quicksilver in both.
There's a reason behind it. I read about it.
I mean, it's probably because he's in... the Avengers comics.
He is, and that's part of the reason why there's two different copyrights to him, I guess, and Marvel owns one of them, so same thing with Scarlet Witch and Black Panther too. He's another one. Deadpool is also another one.
Have you been catching up on S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Not yet. I have not. I have them all recorded still.
It's gotten really good. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and I really want to see this last week's with Sif.
It's like Clone Wars. It gets better over time.
Yeah, it just takes forever.
They revealed the whole Coulson stuff.
Yeah. Who is the big blue guy?
That's the big question that we don't know.
Okay. Because to me, he looks like a Kree, but he also looks like from Prometheus, so...
That was a funny thing in the Sif episode last this other day. She was in the plane with Coulson, and he's like, so... You've been to other worlds, right? And she's like, yeah. Like, oh, you ever met any blue people? And she listed off like 8 to 10
giants and everything.
She listed off like 10 different alien species that are blue. And he's like, oh, have any of them come to Earth? And she's like, frost giants are the ones that we know of.
Hmm. But he doesn't look like a fucking frost giant.
He doesn't have the tattooing of a frost giant.
Yeah.
But she listed off, like, seriously, 10 different blue aliens.
Did she talk about the Kree?
One of them was the Kree. Yeah. But that's another, like, recently I found, like, seriously, I've never used the suggested YouTube video search thing. Like, I always just go to my page and right. watch the videos from the people that I subscribe to. But then there's, for some reason, one day I started watching some videos that were mentioned as, this person that you subscribe to liked this or commented on this. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll watch that. So there's like five different channels that I've recently become subscribed to that I never would have known about if right. I didn't look there. And one of them is Emergency Awesome.
Yeah.
He does like a breakdown video after certain TV shows or after certain things happen. And he did one before the episode came out talking about different blue aliens, and one of them was the Kree and all that stuff. But he was suggesting that maybe Sky, the tech girl that joins the group, that she might be Miss Marvel.
Really?
But it's the same guy that I showed you the video of Sherlock.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The one that had the crazy
theory
about how he survived. Which I can't believe you haven't watched that season yet.
I have it.
You have it?
Yeah. Funny thing, the one girl at work that is really big into Sherlock, she found season 3 a second time around. Let me borrow it, so I have it at home right now on DVD.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Yeah, pretty fucking awesome. So I didn't realize that it literally came out on DVD the day that BBC, or in England, rather.
Oh, in England, yeah.
The series came out that day, so.
I was going to say, because it came out on the 22nd of February.
Yeah, so I'm watching it. Second episode was fucking weird.
Yeah.
It was weird. But it was good. It was good, but it was weird. His speech is hilarious.
Yeah. He does a lot more interesting stuff on his breakdown videos.
Yeah.
It's better when he gets to watch the episode and then talk about the episode. Because there's a bunch of stuff in the background that I never noticed.
Yeah.
That he points out. And I'm like, motherfucker. How did I not notice this? but I guess, fuck, what is that? What's the bird called that likes to steal things? It's not a grackle. It likes shiny things. It steals shiny things and takes it to its...
God damn it.
But apparently it's the symbol that Moriarty uses. And apparently in the wedding, on the wall, there's birds. And it's that bird on really? The wall.
Huh. The fuck is that? It's a...
Let me go look at my book. Beware the Batman. They had an episode about a woman that was that same thing. This is awesome. Mr. Nobody finally came out.
Nice.
Fuck, it doesn't show. Magpie.
Magpie.
She's a magpie. She's a magpie.
Oh, Dropbox that shit. One second. Use the audio for the video.
True. I will Dropbox it.
Because that'll make the video sound a lot better.
I was really upset that listened to that travel cast.
Yeah.
That was so bad.
Is it really that bad? You sent me the link to it, or the audio. I never listened to it.
It's crazy because listening to it through my phone, it doesn't sound bad. But the second you put headphones on, all you can hear is... I'm like, this is distracting. I guess I won't be doing this.
You sound like...
I sat through 20 minutes of it before I'm like, fuck this.
You sound like GLaDOS just now.
Who?
GLaDOS.
GLaDOS. Oh, GLaDOS.
I started playing Portal 2 because it was on...
Was it the first time you played it? Or?
Yep, this
time
I played it. It's awesome. I love it.
You enjoyed the gels?
I haven't used them yet. I've used those the balls in the box. That's what I keep calling them, the balls in the box.
Balls in the box.
You know, to direct the lasers. That's as far, as far as I am right now.
The refractories.
Yeah. That's fun. I'm really enjoying it. I'm on like chapter 4 or something like that right now.
It's really fun. So have you met Wheatley yet?
Is he the ball?
The blue one?
Yeah. But
how far have you gotten with him?
He's the guy with the blue eye, right?
Yeah.
He is... What was the last thing that he said to me?
But you haven't got topside yet.
The last level I played was when she's fucking with you about your parents. And she's like, I have a surprise for you. And then she's like, surprise! There was no surprise.
So that's the last thing. So you've reawoken GLaDOS?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, that happens like right away.
Yeah, it's pretty early. But there's another scene where you interact with her, but you haven't got there yet.
I don't think so. No, I haven't made it topside yet. I think I'm on my way there because the last level that I did, I definitely had to take some back ways to get to it.
Well, it's like you get topside and then immediately you're thrown into the dungeons of the building.
Yeah.
And that's when you come across the old testing center.
Okay.
Where you get the gels.
Cool. That's so
good. Which actually, you don't get gels. you portal gels.
Okay.
So you have to angle portals and throw gels.
Right.
So whatever gel is on the top layer.
I love the launchers. That's fun.
So like, I think the blue gel is speed and the orange gel is bounce.
Cool.
So you have to set it up like squirt blue and then at the end squirt some orange. So then you like jet down the blue and then the second you hit the orange, you bounce.
That's hilarious. Oh, cool. I'm looking forward to that.
But shit, there was one level where I was just like shooting portals and trying to get so much gel everywhere because I could not figure out how to get through it. It was just insane how that fucking game is set up.
A lot of these fucking things.
I've gotten through the whole cast of Scott Pilgrim. Of the good guys.
Alright.
Well, I guess I still have one left to make. I still have to make the other band member.
That's craziness, though. I'm actually impressed that they're all relatively the same size.
Yeah, I was really happy about that.
They look like a set.
Neil, that's his name. I was like, what the fuck is his name? I have to debate if I want to make young Neil or not.
I like this one. That one's really cool. Set. Turned out really cool. Actually, this one turned out pretty cool, too. The fist. Maybe. I just don't know how you get the colors right. I think it takes a lot of time.
It does.
Especially, like, the ones that have shadowing.
Yeah. I run out of colors a lot.
Yeah.
So I have to keep running out and buying more.
That shit right there. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
I bet that takes a long time.
Let's see. Last week, I did one a day. I started around 5 o'clock on each of them, and I was done around 9 o'clock, so almost 4 hours.
Yeah.
And now that I got that sweet new board that can fit an entire character, because I used to have to do, like
pieces.
Like those squares right there. And I can't iron it on this, so I have to take it out there.
Yeah.
So I have to separate the boards and relay them together. Like, I have a funny picture on Instagram where the last one that I did with those boards was Wallace.
Yeah.
So after I built them, I had to take them apart to move them out there. So I just took all the pieces apart and just spread them out. I just took a picture of it. And actually, Wallace's drink was a different color. I changed that.
Yeah. The most amazing part is that you can tell she has boobs.
Yeah.
It's impossible how, like, this one, you can tell she has boobs. Already standing on a stair.
Well, it's because their one leg is back further than the other. They're all standing at an angle.
Yeah, he's force-feeding her to drink.
Scott's the only one that's almost standing straight.
She is just not amused.
That's funny because that's exactly the post that I put on it. She is not amused.
She, however,
is very amused.
Is very amused. Actually, she's, like...
I feel like her index finger is too big compared to her middle finger.
Width-wise, I guess, but if you think about it, like, it kind of covers.
Yeah, no. Cool. I feel like I should have made... Because that's based off the video game on Knives. Because in the movie, her hair was only ever blue. So I feel like I should have gone blue or left it all black. But I just went with the way the video game had it.
Drink out, bitch.
Which actually, I was lucky to find that image of Ramona.
Yeah.
Because for that video game... It's fine. You didn't do anything. For that video game, she is only in bikini bottom the entire...
Really?
Like, that's how she is. She's got a normal top on and a bikini bottom and bare legs and roller skates.
I haven't watched that movie in a while.
Sure, I just watched it the other day. Because it's my number one favorite. Even though I have some multiple other ones that are faves that we just recorded episodes for.
Oh, shit. I wonder how snowy it is now.
I don't know.
It was pretty bad on the way here.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I thought it was supposed to stop snowing at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was happy because there was no accumulation yet.
Yeah, well, that's different now.
Yeah, it is. It's very different now. So, hey, guess what? We have an episode.
It's true.
I mean, we have an episode now.
Really?
Yeah, I've been recording.
You fucker.
Why do you call me fucker? Now we have a Nothing Presents 2-Player Mode episode.
Weird. Did you talk about anything good?
Yeah, we talked about Flash.
We've been recording that whole fucking time? Jesus Christ.